Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for August 26th, 2014. And welcome to episode number 189. I'm your host, Dr. Brian D. Parsons. Well, I'm also the director for OhioGroups.com, a website that lists Ohio-based paranormal groups, and I've been looking to mention local groups during the Paranormal News Insider. So if your group is doing something unique, making a positive impact somehow, or just want to get your name out there, let me know. Also, with the show within a show, I will discuss upcoming paranormal conferences and conventions, so I would really like to mention those that are held here in Ohio. So if you want to get in touch with me, let me know at insider@paranewsinsider.com, or catch me on Facebook at facebook.com/paranewsinsider. This week's news is brought to you by the International College of Humanistic Science. ICHS focuses on providing affordable, self-paced, standalone certificate and certification courses in a variety of metaphysical, esoteric, mystical, paranormal, business, and practical life topics that all relate to the human condition. Visit ICHSworld.org for more details. And in UFO news, a UFO was filmed over the skies of Lakewood, Ohio on August 20th. Video was shot in the daytime and shows an object slowly moving behind trees. Strangely, you would think more than one person would have seen and reported the UFO in the outskirts of Ohio's second largest city, located within the most populous county in the state. While the object may not be immediately identifiable, I have personally seen similar craft in the air, as I live on the east side of Cleveland. I put several calls into powered paraglider companies located in Ohio, but was unable to get confirmation in time for the show. A woman who accompanies the man filming the event states that she felt that it looked like a parachute. MUFON Ohio is currently investigating this case. Multiple witnesses reported seeing UFOs off the coast of southern North Carolina on August 16th between 4 and 7 a.m. The reports came in from Ocean Isle Beach and Wrightsville Beach, both located near Wilmington, North Carolina. The lights seemed to come in and out and change from white to red and seemed to have erratic motions. An earlier sighting in June of this year was thought to be Chinese lanterns, but those covering this story are adamant that these latest UFO sightings are not Chinese lanterns, despite the eerie similarity and ease of explanation based on the witness statements. So, they remain UFOs until an explanation is found. Ufology Research, a Winnipeg, Canada-based group, has compiled case information for UFO sightings since 1989. The collection of cases includes over 14,600 cases, with a majority of those coming from British Columbia and Ontario. The group has also created a pie chart which shows that only 6% of cases collected in Canada are explainable, 32% have insufficient evidence, 13% are unexplainable, and a whopping 49% of their cases are deemed probable. And in other news, a strange sound has been heard deep in the Pacific Ocean since 1991. This sound, now known as upsweep, has been heard all over the Pacific Ocean and became very loud in 1994 and has since begun to wane. Scientists have noted that the sounds do become a bit more noticeable in the spring and fall, but are not sure if this is the case of a source or a byproduct of the time of year. So far, the source of the noise has not been determined. Some scientists feel that this could be caused by ocean currents, or basically underwater wind, while others feel it could be caused by underwater volcanic activity. Whatever the cause, it has only been recorded in the Pacific Ocean. It sounds awful creepy, if you ask me. A massive green fireball was witnessed over Vancouver and into Washington State on Monday, August 18th. People flocked to social media around 10:15 p.m. local time to share what they saw in the skies over southwest British Columbia. Some feel that this is part of the Perseid meteor shower that ended over this last weekend. And a orange flash and subsequent explosion was reported over the skies over New Zealand in the early morning of the same day as the Vancouver meteor. The New Zealand sighting was described as a bolide due to the bright flash and explosion, as described by a member of the local astronomical society. Conscious conventions and other paranormal gatherings. We have the Winnipeg Paracon 2014 coming up on September 12th and 13th in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. The True Paranormal Event 2014, September 20th in Brookline, New Hampshire. The Paranormal Journeys Expo, September 27th in Horsham, Pennsylvania. The PNW Paranormal Picnic, October 17th in Port Orchard, Washington. DiscoverCon Stark, October 17th and 18th in Canton, Ohio. The Port Gamble Ghost Conference, October 24th and 25th in Port Gamble, Washington. And at the end of October, October 27th, I'll be appearing at the Westerville Public Library, the sixth consecutive year. We're going to be talking a lot about the E4 method, as well as about ghosts and, heck, anything else that comes up in the time I have down there. They usually have to kick me out at the end of the night, folks. I stay there pretty long. And in cryptozoology, we have the 13th Annual Mothman Festival coming up September 20th and 21st in Point Pleasant, West Virginia, and the 2014 Florida Skunk Ape Conference, September 19th and 20th in Orlando, Florida. And as always, if you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, as well as see it on the website and social media, let me know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. To see my current list of paranormal conferences and conventions, check out the events page at paranewsinsider.com. And again, we're not associated in any way with any event listed, and we cannot guarantee any information provided. Please check with the appropriate website for particular information. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.